what does worship look like at Emmaus Way, and what kind of work and conversations and things go into it during the week?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, one of the things, and I know you and I talk a lot about this, and you know this well, we've worked really hard to teach worship as a lifestyle and a posture of finite people who are in relationship with a creator God. And so, you know, we are very intentional to talk about when we gather as gathered worship rather than that being worship. But in doing so, those gatherings are very significant to us. You know, we, you know, pretty much come out of the free church tradition so that we understand the church as a social assemblage, a gathering of people who are committed to God's agenda and listening to God's spirit. But what we do when we gather, which is significant to us, and it fosters many of our values, one is that though it's not the centerpiece of our worship, we're I would also probably say we're free church sacramentalists, so the communion table and the Eucharist is the center of our worship. But when we gather to worship, one of the things that we foster is a weekly dialogue. We meet in the round. I sit in the middle of the group. The idea is everybody's not looking at just me, they're looking at each other. And rather than kind of crafting the kind of sermon experience, which could be very valuable in terms of my speaking the whole time, it's an open dialogue where people can agree and disagree. This past Sunday night, one person got up and said, you know, we're doing Hebrews. You know, she said, I hate the book of Hebrews. It comes across to me like a fundamentalist sermon. It makes me mad. And I didn't know that she was going to say that, but she knew. I was delighted that she did. And in many ways, it crafted how we spoke about that. I didn't abdicate my pastoral role, but she knew that she impacted the conversation in a way that was meaningful. So we do things like that. Today is Tuesday, and so Tripp is catching me at the end of my Tuesday morning routine, which begins at 7 in the morning with a text group, which is a group of friends who have faithfully, very diverse friends, for 4 years have gathered and interpreted a text together. So each week the dialogue begins with a community conversation. And then I have a second conversation on Tuesdays that involves some creative people. So as we're thinking from the text from creative ways, and that's the evolution of our sermon dialogue. And then on Thursday nights, we have a pub group that meets at a local pub in downtown Durham, just walking distance from our church. And what pub group does is it's not directly related to the sermon, but it's an open conversation where people are always free to bring anything to talk about, often very theological, very philosophical, and very political. And that's that upper end conversation that informs the whole church. Not everybody comes, obviously, but we post the articles that we're doing. People read the articles. They, in many ways, raise the bar of conversation that allows us to be a dialoguing church when we gather on Sundays. So those are some of the rituals we do each week to make sure that when we call this a conversation, we're not just using trendy language. We really mean it. It is a dialogue.